And welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our next segment with Ryan Alms. He's the Deputy Fire Chief with the Manhattan Fire Department. Good to have you in here, Ryan.
Thank you for having me this morning, Brandon.
Boy, you guys, I tell you what, the last 4 or 5 days have been really busy.
We have been. It all started last Thursday night. We had a fire over on Heritage apartment building over there, and it started with a electrical service on the outside of the building caught fire. And it spread to the inside of the building, inside the walls. And there wasn't a lot of fire, but it created a lot of damage and a lot of work for our crews to get in and make sure the fire was extinguished. And then that carried right over into Friday. We had a call at the rec center where we had a light fixture catch on fire. And it fell down onto some pieces of the hockey rink that they've got in there, kind of the plastic wall dividers and some other combustibles. And the fire really didn't spread, but it smoked the entire building up. And that's an enormous space to have full of smoke. And so yesterday I just got some numbers from K-State. The damage on that's going to be $12,000. We had $5,000 to the building and then $7,000 to those parts that were in there. And then we turned right around on Sunday and had a fire up on Allison, an apartment building, 711 Allison. And that was a substantial fire. It started out on the deck and did over $100,000 damage to that building and displaced some occupants up there. Kind of a unique situation. We had a fire in the same building on July 30th of last year. And the same shift from our fire department happened to be on, so they were very familiar with the building. They were able to extinguish it fairly quickly, but it did cause a lot of damage to the building. Investigators worked on that fire and found out that a charcoal grill left on that was it, it was they were done cooking, but there were still some hot coals and started the deck on fire. You know, it's interesting in this day and age, we have quite a bit of footage of the fire early on, people grabbing some video of that. So hopefully we'll be able to release some of that soon.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting because I have a charcoal grill and sometimes I don't even think about extinguishing it because it usually burns itself out. I don't have mine on a deck or anything, but boy, that could be really scary.
It is, and one of the things that we recommend, they make, if you're going to, charcoal grills aren't allowed on apartment decks, and it's something that we work to enforce, but we don't catch all of them, and that's in apartment buildings. But in 1- and 2-family dwellings, if somebody decides to put a charcoal grill on their deck, we recommend they buy the non-combustible grill mats that they make. They're kind of a very non-porous material, almost like a concrete backing, and they'll help eliminate that need if somebody doesn't extinguish it or if they have a rogue spark fall out. At least it shouldn't start a fire if that's in place.
All right. Well, that, you know, kind of stinks for the same building to have that twice within a year. I mean, that's a lot of insurance for the building owner.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate for the owners and the occupants out there. But, you know, one of the things I want to mention this morning is deck fires. It's not really anything new to us. In fact, last year we had kind of a rough year. It started in March. We had a fire on Lundeen in a building that was similar in design to this one. And discarded smoking materials on a deck ended up starting that fire. April of last year, we had a fire over on Walters that was significant at night. It started on the deck and burned up into the attic space, caused quite a bit of damage. That was also discarded smoking materials. And then this same building in July was from discarded smoking materials as well. And so, you know, a lot of people, one of the things, there's a couple of things about smoking fires that people don't realize. One, a cigarette can stay smoldering for a long period of time. And if it falls down between the deck boards and gets in the right place and there's enough wind, it will eventually, it can create enough heat to start the deck on fire. The other thing that happens a lot is people will put a cigarette inside of a planter that they think is just got dirt in it, but the dirt is actually an organic material like peat moss that is dried out, and through time it will catch on fire as well. So those are real common causes, as well as discarded fireplace ashes is another thing that happens on decks. And, you know, deck fires in Kansas, when it's dry and windy, they go really fast, cause a lot of damage to the building. So really ask people to use caution if you live in a place, especially with other people. Make sure that you are careful about what you're doing on that deck to keep from starting it on fire.
And probably going to see more of those, I would imagine, because more people are spending time outdoors.
Yeah, I looking at last year, it is times when people are outside more. That's times when people are out grilling. It's times when people are out on their deck. And then the wind plays a big factor in getting those going. I mean, it takes that wind to on a slow burn to create enough energy to really get it going. And this is that time of the year for us as it starts to get windy.
Yeah. I know there was an incident the other night at Weefald Hall. I saw some students got evacuated there. Do you have any update on what happened there?
I don't. The report listed it as a false alarm, and that's all the more that I know on that.
Okay, very good. Well, I know a lot of things are coming up here. We got the change of the clocks this weekend. That's usually a good reminder for your smoke detectors.
It is. We love to tell people when you're going to change your clock, change your batteries. It happens twice a year. You probably don't need to change your batteries that often, but I think most of us probably don't catch it twice a year. So we want to remind people it's a great time to check your smoke detectors. And I on social media, I see all the time the people's batteries fail in the middle of the night and it wakes them up. And everybody always says, why does this happen at 2 or 3 in the morning? So it's a good time to test the smoke alarms, make sure they're working, change those batteries out. And if you have CO alarms, it's a good time to do that as well. We're coming out of the season where we don't see as many carbon monoxide incidents, but it's still something very important to have. If you have fuel burning appliances or even an attached garage, make sure you get those CO alarms, the batteries tested, so that they're working properly.
All right. Yeah. And I'll be honest, I don't remember the last time I checked my, I'm going to do that this week. That's a priority of mine. But everyone's got some challenges when they get up there, because I've lived in different places. Smoke detectors can be different from one house to the next.
They can be. We do have a smoke alarm installation program. If somebody cannot afford a smoke alarm, they can call the fire department at 587-4504, and we will help them out and make sure that they have a detector installed. And then if somebody just has a problem installing one, if you own your home and you're having troubles changing out a battery or installing a smoke alarm, you can give us a call. And if we can, we'll do it. Some of them, you know, are hardwired into the building's electrical system and require someone else to do it. But if you have those problems, especially if you have trouble getting on a ladder, you're feel unsafe doing that, give us a call and we will assist you out with that.
All right. Again, Ryan Alms, again, Deputy Fire Chief with the Manhattan Fire Department. Anything else?
Well, you know, it's the time of year when people start, they start thinking about going outside more. And so one of the things that ends up happening is they want to have an outdoor fire. And so we have a policy. You can find it on our website, the City of Manhattan website, that talks about outdoor fireplaces. And there's some regulations, but I can keep it very simple. And that is, you need to keep that away from anything combustible. Keep it away from your neighbor's property line, and make sure it's attended any time that you're burning. We go on a lot of calls each year where there's somebody burning something that they shouldn't be burning, in either a small fire that they've created in their backyard or in a outdoor fireplace. And basically the regulation says that if you want to have what's similar to a campfire, you're allowed to do that. Or if you have an outdoor chimenea or outdoor fireplace, you can do that as well. But the only thing that you can burn in it is seasoned firewood. And so what we see is people burning yard waste or green wood, and they create a bunch of smoke that becomes a problem for their neighbors. And so we end up going out and ended up having to tell people to put it out. And so we ask people to be conscious of smoke that they create if they're going to do it, and make sure they do it safely. Every once in a while, we'll get a call and we'll go out and somebody has left an outdoor fireplace burning overnight, and the wind will come up and it'll start blowing the embers around the yard and start the yard on fire. So just use some common sense and certainly be cautious and also aware of your neighbors. We want to make sure that we're not creating an environment that is not suitable for your neighbors with that smoke.
Yeah. Not only safety, but you don't want to be a nuisance.
Yeah. A lot of times we find out that that's how we end up getting called, that, you know, somebody creates enough smoke that either it's traveling over a roadway or it's becoming a problem to the neighbors. And so just be respectful. That's one of the keys there.
All right. Well, we're about out of time, Ryan, but appreciate you coming out and updating us on what's going on.
Tell you what, I've got one real quick question. Okay. It doesn't necessarily apply to fires, but coming up, we'll have Fake Paddy's Day in Aggieville, and your fire marshal team is going to be pretty busy with that, monitoring things.
We are. We've started planning with all the emergency services for that day. One of the things we do is we assist EMS down there with patient care. But we have teams on the ground who are doing occupant counts in all of the establishments down there to make sure that they stay underneath their occupant load. We've created a good relationship with the owners, the bar owners and restaurant owners down there over the past few years. And it's better than it ever has been, but we still continue to monitor that situation. And it keeps our crews busy all day. We'll have teams starting probably 10 in the morning, and they'll be there till bar close that night. And we oftentimes stay busy, not only with medical patients, but also doing those occupant load counts.
All right. Well, Ryan, appreciate the time here this morning, and we'll talk to you guys again next month.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to continue in focus after this on K-Man.